My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman and former judge in the state of Texas, John Carter. He's also the Republican Conference Secretary, which makes him a member of the House leadership. More important to our conversation today is the fact that his district includes Fort Hood, the site just over 2 years ago of the most horrific military tragedy that we've seen in a very long time, when Major Nadal Hassan killed 13 of his fellow service members and wounded dozens of others. Congressman Carter and I have talked repeatedly in recent months and even the past couple of years about the way that the Pentagon has been classifying this act of terrorism in the minds of many, and it's been recently been described as workplace violence in a recent letter issued by the Department of Defense. And Congressman Carter, thanks so much for being with us.
You're glad to be there, Greg.
What do you make of this classification of the Nadal Hassan shootings as workplace violence, and why does the description make a big difference?
Well, first off, it's ridiculous to even think that to call it workforce violence and all that entails. This was a clear attack on servicemen and women of the United States Army that were in uniform and were shot and wounded because they were identifiable as part of our military. It was like the first attack on your way to Iraq or Afghanistan. The testimony at the scene was that he walked past people in civilian clothes to shoot people in military uniforms, which clearly meant his purpose was to attack members of the United States Army. And to call that a workforce violence, when in reality it was an Islamic terrorism event, is just carrying political correctness way too far and covering up a situation which, quite honestly, is one of the great tragedies in modern times.
What does it say about the way that this administration is going about prosecuting the war? Does it give any insight into how they're doing it and how it potentially should be done differently?
I don't really conceive of why they do this. You think maybe they're just so worried about stepping on somebody's toes that they might be considered they were prejudiced in some form or fashion. They're not willing to take a realistic assessment of what the event was. And how can you defend against realistic attacks if you don't identify them to the troops? And believe me, they can call it whatever they want to call it. The soldiers that were involved and the soldiers on the largest army post in America know exactly what this was, and they are offended by the language that they are using coming out of the DOD.
One of the things that has also been reported in conjunction with this letter from the Department of Defense is from Congressman King, head of the Homeland Security Committee, Senator Collins, Senator Lieberman on the Senate side, who deal with the same issues, is that it seems to them, from the evidence they've seen, is that terrorists are very much intent on infiltrating the military and potentially carrying out similar attacks to what we saw horrifically at Fort Hood a couple of years ago. Have you seen that same evidence?
You take the Fort Hood event, you add to it the Arkansas event at the recruiting station where they drove by and shot only people in uniform. You take the recent event that was just reported a couple of days ago of two gentlemen, I believe, up in Washington State or someplace who set out to follow our defendants' footsteps, and you know that this is going on, whether it's actual recruitment or whether it's a mindset. I can't tell you that. I don't know the answer to that. The other thing that really offends me about this is I've got a bill. In fact, I think it's going to be a rider in the Armed Services Authorization Bill that says that these people should be treated as if they were wounded, the people who were wounded in a combat situation, and be eligible to receive the Purple Heart and the various government benefits that are available for people who are wounded in a combat zone. I mean, it was as dangerous a combat zone as anything we face any place on this earth, right there in Central Texas. By this finding and this statement, they will eliminate any possibility for my bill to allow them to get some kind of recognition for being wounded in a combat situation, and I think that's wrong.
Congressman, it's been 2 years, but obviously with any sort of loss of this magnitude, the scars really don't heal. They might diminish a little over time, but how would you describe the way that the community at Fort Hood has recovered in the past 2 years?
Fort Hood and the soldiers that are premium war fighters, and that's what we've got there, they have recovered very well, but they're also, like everything else, their heads up. And they're paying attention. What's sad is that we could have prevented this shooting at Fort Hood if anybody would have paid attention at almost any position in Major Hassan's career in the military, whether it be at Walter Reed or even before that when he was in medical school, he was making comments about this stuff. And if soldiers hadn't perceived it to be detrimental to their career to make statements, I also have a bill that I have introduced to put them under the Whistleblowers Act to be protected if they report something like this, because the soldiers perceive that as being something that will harm their career if they report that kind of bizarre behavior. That's bad law enforcement if you don't report that kind of behavior.
Congressman, last question before we let you go. From the folks you've talked to at Fort Hood and in perhaps other places here in Washington and elsewhere, do you get the sense that this is simply a few folks at the Pentagon, some of them perhaps in high-level positions, who are afraid to call what many would see a spade being a spade here in what happened at Fort Hood? Or is this a pervasive issue, this political correctness, as you call it, in our military?
Well, it's certainly pervasive at the Washington, D.C. level and at the highest levels of the administration. And I think the on-the-ground soldiers, it's not pervasive among them at all. But it certainly seems to be, and they are, I think they are concerned and sort of offended by the whole proposition that seems to be coming out of the inside the Beltway mentality of certain people in this town.
Congressman, we'll leave it there. We know you've got to run. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate you talking about it.
Texas Republican Congressman John Carter represents his state's 31st congressional district. Before coming to Washington, he was a longtime judge in the state of Texas. He also represents Fort Hood in that 31st congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.